Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We're streaming live via iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also A for Apple. Of course, pull up that app at LOTO, the zone. Lord have mercy. Have a fantastic show for you today, but hey, that's all the time. We have the pleasure of welcoming super talented Renee Rain. Yes, Lord. New album, Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining. Lord have mercy. So I want you to sit back, relax, vibe with me in the zone. In the meantime, while we wait for Renee to make her grand entrance, let's get lost in some Blueprint music. Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit. Renee and Angela, you don't have to cry. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'll see.
need to fear. The teddy bear is here to bring balance back to the musical universe here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And speaking of balance, this very gifted singer, songwriter, Lord Embers, and she looks delightful. Yes, she does. The captivating and super talented Renee Rain. Lord have mercy, long overdue. New EP. Every cloud has a silver lining. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome back to LOTO Radio the super talented Renee Rain. My queen, how have you been doing?
Hi, Teddy. Nice to hear from you and speak with you. I've been doing fantastically well under the circumstances.
Everybody just hanging in and doing their thing.
Yeah, hanging in there, you know, hanging in.
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us. And secondly, congratulations on the new EP.
Thank you. It's been
long overdue. We've been waiting patiently, but great things come to those who wait.
Yes, indeed. And you have been very, very patient. I think the last time we spoke was sometime last year before Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Well, when you say, Teddy, I'm going to get it. I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay, when it's ready, we're going to get you back.
I remember that conversation.
Yes, I'm going to get you back.
I didn't let you down, did I?
You didn't. You know what? I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire album. You did a wonderful job. And one of the things that I'm really impressed with this particular project, you gave yourself an opportunity to let your vocals really, really shine. The production was great, but on the vocal level, you did a phenomenal job. And I must ask, where was the album recorded at? Which particular studio? Did you do any recording as far as from home, or you just went into a full
In my home. I have my own studio set up. I'm very fortunate. One of my producer friends, shout out to Robert Stanley Montez, before I left Estonia, because you know I lived in Estonia, right?
Yes, I know.
For 4.5 years. On my leaving, he was like, here, take this digital interface, which is where you plug in the mic. And I had bought myself a mic. I was so excited. I said to him, look, Rob, I've invested in this microphone so I can record myself. I don't have to keep bugging you, you know, to record me. Because he has a nice big studio. I mean, he used to work with Dr. Dre and people out in L.A. and stuff like that. So he's very talented in the engineering department. He's worked with Brandy and many other artists alike, Solange. So it was an honor to work with him because he always knew what to do with my vocals. But I felt bad that, you know, he'd have projects and he would just do me favors. Like he would just say, yeah, I'll record you because he really believes in me. And he's always been behind my whole musical journey as far as when I was living in Estonia. But I was like, I brought myself a microphone. And he's like, here, take this. I'm not using it. And then I just had to set up the laptop. He gave me Logic Pro X. And but I love to use Reaper for mixing my vocals because I do all my mixing as far as demo mixes and references myself. So everything you hear was recorded by me.
And I'm listening to him like, wow, because it sounds like, you know, a lot of times when you really start recording, you go into, you know, as far as going into a recording studio, because you have everything that's available, everything is at your disposal. But to know that you recorded it from home, raw, naturally, organic, interface, what kind of interface were you using?
Say again, what kind of?
What kind of interface were you using to record?
I was using Reaper. Using a Reaper. I'm not sure the version because it's updated itself so many times now. I was using Reaper 2 years ago when it had updated itself, and it's the most comfortable I felt in terms of DAWs because I just know my way around it. I've been using it for years. My father actually was the one who kind of pointed it out to me and said, this is the next industry thing. Like, this is the one that they're using. You need to get on this. So I learned it over a period of years. And then when it came down to recording myself, I said, okay, Reaper's the one. So, I use Reaper. And then with the mixing and everything, I sent it off. Some of the tracks you hear, Rob Stanley mixed those, a lot of those tracks. I think about three of those. And then the rest was mixed by a Polish engineer who I met later in life through a Polish rapper who I featured on with his single. And we did a video together, and he saw that. And I really loved what he did with my vocal on that rapper. Shout out to ZBR on that. And said to him, look, my producer, he's kind of tied down with projects. And I need to get this EP done because I promised Teddy, you know, I promised him I need to get this out there. So he kind of chipped in. Shout out to Holosonics and finished it off for me. And then my good friend, Kimo, he mastered everything.
Wow. Well, you did an incredible job. But one of the songs, don't get me wrong, the entire album is fantastic. But that particular single, Catching Feelings, you did an outstanding job.
Yeah.
On that.
Thank you. You know, and the crazy thing is, that song is not even on the EP. Like, that's a single standing on its own. And that's an interesting story, too. Because, it's totally different to what the EP is. But it's more moving in the direction of what you're going to get a taste. That's when you hear that track, you're going to get a taste of what's to come as far as future Renee Rain, you know, and showing my ability in writing and vocal ability and creativity as far as that goes. I'm glad you like that song.
I said Christmas came very early for the Teddy Bear. I said, okay, I got the EP. And I'm like, wait a minute. Relax for single. I said, wait a minute. Well, let me go ahead and just kind of delve in a little bit and listen to the singer. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, this is completely different from the normal, quote unquote, Renee Rain music that I get. I'm like, okay, this is different. We're going in a completely different direction. Let me ask you, with all the things that are taking place right now in society with the, you know, with the virus and people, you know, we have to stay at home and so forth. My staff was good enough and gracious enough to put a studio together for me in my home.
Really
so
kind.
I'm broadcasting home. Yeah. So you've had an opportunity to kind of sit back, do a lot of soul searching, because I know you do a lot of that. Has it helped the creative process as far as your writing is concerned with everything that's taking place right now?
Yeah, well, let me just revert back to the EP for a second, because that will answer the question. But the EP, how that came about, I would say that's a very therapeutical project of mine, and I was in totally different headspace, you know, coming out of depression, in a transitional period of my life where I just didn't feel inspired. So to have that body of work and to release it into the world and to feel so like a weight removed, you know, like literally a silver lining after the cloud that I was under, to then be put into such a crisis as such as this. And I'm a person that do suffer with anxiety. And I would say that it got me to a place where I had to really center myself. And I had to really start to meditate. Like, I meditate now every morning, and it sets me up for the day to say, okay, you know what? I am housebound. What can I do? And I just revert to my talent. I revert to having that time. Like, everything in the world right now is slowed down so much so that I don't have to answer to anybody right now if I don't want to. I can just focus on writing and getting out my emotions and getting out ideas. And I literally vowed to myself to write a track a day for 20 days. And I've got about 21 tracks now. And it's just been really refreshing to be able to do that because of having my equipment readily there to just hit record, you know, because for me, when I write, I don't handwrite often. I literally, I'll hit like Catching Feelings. When I heard that little beat that was from a local producer to me, it was sounding a little different. And but I knew it had something, you know. And I was just like, okay, what am I feeling to write about? And it was a situation I'm actually going through, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was thinking, okay, so I just record, I just hit record, and whatever comes out, it's coming out, you know? So I know a lot of people aren't able to do that because they do rely on, you know, studios and engineers and things like that. So I'm just taking full advantage of what I have around me and putting it in the music, man. And there's some stuff coming out. There is.
Well, it definitely resonates. And, you know, one of the things I want to touch on what you just said, and I feel is very important, as far as music being therapy for you, because a lot of people in this society, and I'm one of the main ones, music has always been therapy for me, because you see the things that are going around you, say, wait a minute, I don't have control over a situation, and I need something that's going to kind of keep me even keel, as you say, meditate a little bit. And I think it's a great way, just something else to add to your journey. What were some of the goals that you set for yourself for this year?
Wow, yeah, my gosh, there was a lot. Like, I did do that in the beginning of the year. I did a reflection, so I reflected on all the achievements and the downfalls and the uphill struggles, and also the, you know, just the achievements of milestones that I've achieved. And then I was like, set myself up for this year. I was like, okay, I released Spend just at the tail end of the year of 2019. I said, okay, I'm going to put out a single, which is Catching Feelings. And the aim was to shoot a real big production music video for it, and to do it internationally, because it's featuring an Atlanta rapper on there by the name of Boss Tweed. Shout out Boss Tweed. And I had basically decided I was going to save up my money and invest in this production, and just make that my main mission, to just become internationally known and commercially put myself out there as Renee Rain and really go for it, as in, like, you're going to hear music from me throughout the year, music videos, collaborations, international. I wanted to do a tour, like, by 2021. I was like, by 2021, I want to be doing a tour, be on a tour. I want to open up for a major artist. And I literally was just hitting that goal when coronavirus hit. Like, literally, I was set to perform with Omar, who's performed with everybody, like Stevie Wonder, Erykah Badu, Angie Stone, as far as American artists. He's a UK soul legend. And I was just like, that was my moment about to start. And, you know, when all these prospects, events started to happen, I was like, man, what am I going to do now? You know, how do I keep myself going and feel relevant that I can continue with the plans that I had foreset? Because actually now I'm going to have to release the single Catching Feelings on the day that we were going to shoot the video, which is 29th right. of May. But I'm just trying to reverse the negativity and just see it as universal timing and not my timing, you know? Like, I may want to be touring by 2021, but maybe it's something else, and maybe there's other things that need to be in preparation before that can happen. So, you know, and I spoke with Omar, and, you know, we're going to duet together. It's still going to happen. We're still going to do the show. And I just think that this whole pause that we have in this quarantine time is this time to slow down everything and just reflect and bring it right back down to basics, so that when it is time for go, you know, you're fully charged and you're fully ready. Because, yeah, I had a lot of plans lined up for this year, I'm not going to lie.
I definitely can relate. It has put us in a situation where you have an opportunity to do a lot of soul searching, a lot of thinking about plans and different things that you had in store for your life and your career. And as you said, I think it's a way of the universe saying, you know what, you need to slow down just a little bit.
You're right.
Start taking a little more time and appreciate what you have. So I definitely appreciate having the opportunity to have you back on the show. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being today by the incredibly talented Renee Raine. I got to ask you, I've seen, because a lot of my staff, they've directed me to your Instagram page, and I've seen you and your sister, and I can barely tell you two apart. And I see both of you.
I know. We get the twin thing a lot. We just say we are now. If we step out in the street together, we're going to get that question. And we just say yes. And then it stops there, you know, because if we say that we're not and we tell them how many years we are apart, people then ask more questions and they're wondering what the hell happened. And the thing is, we do say things the same. We're like the same, but we're not. And she's much taller than me, and also we're just different people. But when we are together, we are very, very close. So like I said, we do finish each other's sentences. We do say the same things. We do sometimes dress alike. But yeah, and she has a voice of her own too. She's an amazing singer-songwriter herself, and I'm just pulling her in slowly because she's had her own journey with music. And she said it differently on the gram, but she said to me, because I started doing cover duets, like actually people. There's two girls in Africa who reached out to me and said they wanted to do a duet with me. So I did two duets with them. I did another with a guy named Guy Jones, who's American but living in the UK currently. We did Lauryn Hill. And then my sister was like, hey, because she's not doing anything now. She's not working. She's like, can we do a duet? And I said, oh, okay, sure. What do you want to do? Let's do Chris Brown, because we love Chris Brown. Like, she loves him even more than I do. But we both are into his style, his music, his everything. And you know, shout out Chris Brown. But like, I feel like it was a revelation for me to see that she's even had time to slow down to realize that she's missing the creativity, you know, that side of her. And it was so beautiful to sit with her last night, because we had to FaceTime, you know, we're not in the same proximity right now. And we're so tight, it's really difficult. Like, she's down by herself in Essex, and I'm up here with my parents. And it's just like, what do we do? So we have a project that we want to work on. That's a little secret I reveal to you, Teddy. But, yeah, we just said, let's just do this. And she was kind of nervous, I think, because she's quite shy, even though you wouldn't think so. But she is around new people, so when we put it out, we were just like, yeah, do you know what? They need to see this. So, yeah, I'm glad you came across you came across it. Like,
you caught me off guard when you said she's shy, because from watching her in a ring, Lord have mercy, I'm like, okay.
Did you say in the ring?
Yeah, she can box. Oh. I said, goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, she's a champion. She's a WBC champion of UK. You know, she's definitely made a name for herself in the martial arts world. I mean, you see her in Spend, and that's her, man. Like, she puts it all into that. She puts it into the arts. And that's how she comes out of her shell, you know? But yeah, that's my baby sister there. That's my little sister.
I got to ask you, what has it meant to you as an artist knowing that, and you know me, I never like to use the term fans because it sounds so generic.
Oh, me too. I don't like it either. Yeah.
It's very genetic. What has it meant to you to have so many supporters, especially via social media, giving you so much love and positive feedback about the new EP?
It's actually like a very beautiful, refreshing surprise to me, because you always hope, you know, and I always visualize. I'm a visualizer, and when I make my tracks and I listen to them, I really listen to them critically, because I am a critical person of myself. First and foremost, I'm the hardest person on myself. And I will say that when I hear Spend, like, I knew that would touch someone in some way. I didn't know how many people, but I knew there was something special about that track. And I was like, you know, it would be so nice to hear this on the radio and just to get that feedback and see if people feel the way I feel when I listen to it. And the way that song, like so many people are telling me about that song, is that's that song, you know, that's their song, and it's heard all over the place now. And the streams, that blew me away, because when I put out the singles, it was like drips in the water, you know, like little drop. And yes, I was getting some feedback. I was getting a little bit of radio play. Obviously, you guys were supporting me, and there were a few people hitting me up, but I didn't know how they would feel about a whole body of work that they haven't even heard yet. You know, I didn't really put out any other tracks from there. I just did little teasers on my Instagram, but no one really knew what this EP was going to be like. And so when it dropped and I woke up in the morning and I had 2,700 streams, I was just like, wait a minute, like people was really waiting for this. And then they're resharing it, and then they're telling me about which songs they like. It was amazing. It really, really was like, I can't even put it in words. It was a dream come true. Let's just say my dream came true that day when I released it on Good Friday.
But I told you the last time we spoke and you were on the show, I said, look, you have a lot of supporters out there that are waiting for this EP or album you're going to put out. And I said, you've got to stop doubting your talent. And I've always told people, as far as friends and colleagues, I said, you know what Renee is saying? I said, she has a certain, what do you call it, a certain je ne sais quoi, so to speak. The talent is there. I said, waiting for the EP to come out. And again, I was not disappointed at all. You did a phenomenal job. And to all the listeners out there, be sure that you go purchase the new EP. It is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. For those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all of those updates, stop by her official website at www.ReneeRain.com, and also on Instagram at Instagram.com/ReneeRainOfficial. Now, we got to get into my favorites, and it's not even on the album, and that's Catching Feelings. Tell the listeners out there about that particular single.
Man, that's a nice, interesting story, man. I've got a smile on my face right now, you know, but, you know, because, okay, so the beat I found from a local producer, as I said, shout out to Gray Area. And I got to shout these people. I know I'm saying it a lot, but because I really have mad respect for them. They what make what part of what's going on with me, you know. And I came across his Instagram. We are like mutual friends of everybody in the music community in the UK here in my area. And I always liked his style anyway of producing. I thought he had something interesting that I wasn't hearing everywhere. Even though it was R&B style, it was still had a uniqueness. And that's what I look for when I'm looking for my sound. It has to sound unique, you know. I don't want to sound like Beyonce. I don't want to sound like Tina Turner or whoever. I want to sound like me, you know. So I heard some of his beats and I said, you know what, he's got something. And when I find that beat that hits me, because it only takes 2 or 3 seconds into the song when I know it's a hit or I know at least it's got something, then I go for it. So he had something on his Insta stories. He was snipping through different beats. I hit him up straight away, but the beat didn't sound like that at first. It was much lower in tempo and in the tone. I was like, I want that beat. He's like, it's not finished yet. I said, hurry up and finish it, because I got a right to that. Like, I got something. So I think it was about maybe a couple of weeks. And then he hit me up. He said, hey, the beat's done. He sent me the beat. I said to him, hey, did you change the key? And did you speed up? He goes, you got a good ear, man. Like, how do you know that? I said, I just know. And he's like, yeah, I did, because the bass didn't fit too good. I was like, no, it don't matter. It's good, because what I had wrote before, I can still translate it into this. So started writing to it. It came very fast because I was inspired, Teddy, when I told you this story. Yeah, I was inspired to get this out, this story. So I wrote it all in the night, and then the next day I recorded it. I was like, yeah, I'm excited. I showed my sister. She was like, yeah, this is the one, Renee. This is it. This is your next single. The way she jumped out of her chair, and let me tell you, my sister is very critical, more than me, when it comes to my music. She will tell me verbatim, like, yes or no, that is yeah, or do that again. She had no words, but that's it, Renee. Like, come on now. I said, okay. So then I was like, I've got a rapper in mind that I want to feature on here because I must have done a challenge for the Pocket Queen. I don't know if you know of her. She's played with Beyonce. She goes by the name of... She did a challenge on Instagram. Yeah, she did a challenge on Instagram. I did the challenge. She shared my challenge video on her stories. I was stoked. I was like... okay, then I started to flick through who else did the challenge, and I came across Boss Tweed, and I heard his verse. I said, oh my God, I need to work with him. So, like, we had already connected, and he was up for working with me, and we said, if we come across a track, you know, if you come across a track or I come across a track, we'll work on it, we'll collaborate. So this was that track, and I said, okay, I need to hit him up. I said to my sister, I can hear him spitting that kind of vibe on this track. She's like, yeah, hit him up. I hit him up. He's like, yeah, I'm down. So he goes and writes his verse. I was trying to hear in my head how he's going to do it. He came back to me. He goes, I hope you like this, man. I'm not sure. I didn't want to mess it up. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? This is fire. And he's like, are you sure? I was like, yes. Then he goes, okay. My boy wants to mix it. He said he want to mix it. And I said, oh, really? Because, you know, I got Rob Stanley, and he's in the industry, and he usually does my stuff really well. So I said, well, I have my people as well, but, like, okay, what's your boy saying? He's like, oh, well, you know, he's Nicki Minaj's engineer. I just was like, come again? He's like, yeah, you know, Nicki Minaj, like, he's her engineer. He said he want to mix your track. So I said, oh, right, yeah, sure, okay, well, he can have a go. Yeah, let's see where he comes. When he going to come with something different, you know? Like, I was playing it so cool, but in my mind, I was like, geez, like, he wants to mix my track. So, of course, I gave it to him, Big Juice, shout out Big Juice, and he did a phenomenal job. Like, I got the track back, and he just transformed it, the demo, to a whole nother level where what you're hearing now. And, yeah, we have big plans for that track. Wow. Yeah, that's the story.
Well, let's get into it, of course. The fantastic new album from Renee Rain, of course. Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining with the hit single that's not even on the album. So the teddy bear is going to give you a little special treat with Catching Feelings here in the zone.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
You don't know who you're dealing with. Said you don't know, you don't know. What kind of heart you've been missing with? you of something like places that you've never been. Reminiscing of a premonition. We just moved out to a new position. Now everything that we do is different. Gotta love me because I do it different.
But who knows, man?
You don't know.
We all just blew to this flow, man.
That you don't know, you don't
trying
know.
Trying to find ourselves.
What
exactly
kind of
where
heart you be messing with?
I'm just starting to make
you care because you can't be alone.
Very talented, Renee Rain, of course, Catching Feelings, of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, the album, Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining, is available as we speak, but you're going to have to wait just a little bit, of course, on Catching Feelings. Don't need to fear that Teddy Bear has you, but remember to get all the latest updates. Stop by Renee's official website at www.reneerain.com. Also on Twitter at Renee R. Official. And last but certainly not least, on Instagram at Instagram.com/ReneeRainOfficial. Mike Queen, I cannot wait until this virus is pushed back to the side. So hopefully soon you will make your lovely way down here to Houston and come perform. I'm waiting on
that. Me too. Like I had planned to fly out to America like this year, definitely, especially now working with Juice. Like Juice is working on a few more of my singles, or should I say the projects, the next project. So definitely was planning to go out to LA, and obviously I'll hit Texas as well. I can't wait. I'm itching to, you know, we were supposed to obviously meet in December, and it just, you know, diaries clashed, unfortunately.
But that's all right. Like I said, great.
I'm looking forward to it. I wanted to also say that everyone can pre-save Catching Feelings from the 8th of this month. So, you know, it will hit your playlist straight away as soon as it's available. So if you want to go to my Instagram bio and click the link, you can pre-save Catching Feelings right now.
Ooh, so it is written, so it shall be done. My queen, thank you so much. Do not be a stranger. You know this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate.
Sure, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Teddy. Yes, absolutely. It's such a pleasure always.
Thank you, my queen. The very talented Renee Rain here in the zone, Novello Latino Radio. And remember, family, the new album, Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining, available as we speak. And be sure to stop by her link, Instagram. Click on the link, it'll tell you all, get you all the pertinent information about the hit single, Catching Feelings. That's at Instagram.com/ReneeRainOfficial. Oh, well, I got you here. Let's get lost in some more Renee Rain from her new album, of course, Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining, with Wasted, here on the zone of LOTO Radio.
Be here, now I'm here hating. high by your heels right now. Still running around, running around, running around, running around. Big holes that you're digging out. Your phone died, I'm ringing out. Coming on my daylight. Street talks and you're talking loud. This won't last, not another round. Side rings, there's calls on the other end. All night I've wasted time thinking on you. You should be here, but you're out drinking. All night I've been waiting, time wasted on you. You could be here. Could be here, now I'm here hating.
Again, want to send out a lot of love to the incredibly talented Renee Rain. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get that new EP. Of course, Every Cloud Has a Silver Lining, available on all digital media outlets. And by the way, if you did miss the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also on Apple. Type in these words, LOTL, The Zone. Please subscribe. Make sure you don't miss any of our wonderful interviews. Speaking of interviews, the Teddy Bear will be back on live this coming Thursday as we welcome the very super talented Molly Green. New hit single, Dusky Haze. Lord have mercy. 8 p.m. from the UK again. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. from the West Side. Always the best side, even though the Teddy Bear is in Houston now. He never forgets his roots. I want to say out a very special thank you to everyone for tuning in. Prayers and love to all the ones that we are all dealing with this virus. Take care of one another. Love one another. Pick up the phone. Check on your loved ones. Check on your friends. You'll be amazed by just simply hearing a familiar voice. It can change a whole person's attitude, as they say, from around upside down. Lord have mercy. I want to close it with, of course, the Ronald Isley with Chill. You know, Teddy Bear always comes to chill. Again, thank you for vibing and rolling with me here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.